Tuesday, 3 December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. We're in Acts chapter 10, as we're looking at the great lessons that our Lord taught Peter as he prepared his heart to reach Cornelius, that is a Gentile, with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see not only the power of salvation, but we also see God at work in his providence as he prepares the heart of this Gentile man, and by the way, his family as well, for they too, and soldiers that were with him, they would come to know the Lord. It's wonderful to know that God always works on both ends of the line. If he's convicting our heart and convincing our heart about speaking to someone, let's thank God that he also speaks to the heart of those that he would have us to reach. Father, do bless us now with thy precious word. Speak to my heart and the hearts of all of our listeners, I pray. Bless the stations, the airways, the network, those, Lord, who carry this broadcast. I pray that you'd bless and be with them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our topic of this study is God has showed me, and we find it in Acts chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. As he talked with him, Peter was talking with Cornelius, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is unlawful for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. May God grant that we never listen to a gospel message, never read a page of sacred scripture, but that our heart is not open for God to teach us something. The Bible is like an ever-flowing spring, dear friend. It is a fountain of living waters. We'll never exhaust it. There's no way to ever learn it all. Our Lord has so many great truths in his word, so many applications for it, with it, through it, by it. And this chapter makes it clear of a number of eternal truths. Peter could absolutely say that God had showed him some great truth that was applicable to all of us. Have you ever been reading, and I'm sure you have if you've been saved for any length of time, you've been reading the Bible, and all of a sudden it was like God put a spotlight on some portion of Scripture. I mean, it almost just jumped off the page. Oh, you've read it, no doubt, many times before, or maybe for somebody it was the first time. And you say, wow, praise the Lord, that's just wonderful. And you begin to really feast on, you drink from that portion of this fountain of living water. Well, dear friend, the Holy Spirit's ministry, part of his ministry is to teach us all things and to guide us into all truth. Peter had learned here that he was not to call any man common nor unclean. He also, as we started out on our last broadcast, would learn that God would prepare the heart of a Gentile Roman soldier, centurion, a man who was of the band called the Italian band. For you boys and girls that are listening, that's not a musical band like folks who play instruments. This is a band of men, a group of men. He's a man of great authority, and we must never, ever forget that I don't care how high a person rises in this world, everybody's got the same need, and that need is to have Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, and I want you to notice something about this man today, because I hadn't been preaching here in Newbern too long, and I had a man who was a member of the church here at that time. He's long since been gone now. He passed away many years ago, but he challenged me on something that maybe some of you are concerned about as well. Concerning this man, he was a devout man in verse 2, a devout man, this is a centurion now, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And when I made the statement years ago that this man was religious, he was moral, he was nice, but he wasn't saved. Well, this man kind of got upset about that. Evidently, he did not understand that all of these things that a person can do and still not go to heaven, this man was doing. He was devout. Sometimes people make the mistake of thinking, well, I go to church. And by the way, If you're going to a good Bible preaching church, God bless you, so be it. I have preached to people and prayed for people over the years, and you know, you just long to see some people get saved. And I remember one time hearing Dr. Ian Paisley, my, what a man of God. He's now with the Lord. What a tremendous preacher. And he said that a man sat in his church for 30 years before he got saved. Did you hear what I said? He sat in his church for 30 years before he got saved. And I thought, if a man can sit under such a distinguished and authoritative preacher like Dr. Paisley for 30 years, certainly I ought to be able to understand that people can sit in this ministry too and yet not yield to the Lord. Not that I want them to do that. Dr. Tom Malone, another great preacher who pastored up in Pontiac, Michigan for years and started, I believe it was Midwestern Baptist College. He said that Dr. Paisley was such a dynamic preacher. Dr. Malone said he would say amen if he heard Dr. Paisley read the grocery list. Well, I'm just simply saying this. People sometimes do sit in our ministries. They listen, but for whatever reason, they have not yet come to know the Lord as their Savior. But the point is that God can speak to anybody's heart. A certain man in Caesarea named Cornelius, a centurion of the Italian band, he was devout and one that feared God with all his house, gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. I think you would agree that this man could have probably joined any number of churches. Would you agree to that? Now you say, now, no preacher, if he's not saved, he ought not to be a church member, and you're right. Everybody ought to come and hear the gospel. Let me make this clear. Everybody should be welcome, red, yellow, black or white, rich, poor, mediocre, whoever it is, everybody ought to be able to come and hear the gospel. But nobody should be a member of a church unless they are a member of the body of Christ, and you become a member of the body of Christ, not being a devout man and one that feared God and gives a lot of money to the people and always praying. No, that's not salvation. Salvation is realizing that we're a sinner and we're willing to agree with God that we've sinned and come short of his glory and that he's willing to save us. And if we'll put our faith and trust in him, not in our devoutness, not in our fear, not in our giving, and not in our praying, but rather in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins, he was buried, and he arose again the third day, according to the scriptures. You see, dear friend, that is the gospel. And so, this man, who was a very religious man, he sent for Peter, and then Peter comes to him. And again, I don't want to take all of our time on this, but I want you to see, dear friend, that being religious is not salvation. God can prepare the hearts of people, no matter who they are, no matter how high in life, how powerful they are. God can prepare the hearts of devout people. But it's been my experience that some of the hardest people in the world to reach are religious, devout people who have not repented of their sin and confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I think sometimes it's a lot easier for somebody who's lived a life of debauchery, a life of sin and wickedness, to like the man who beat upon his breast in Luke chapter 18 and wouldn't even so much as look up to heaven, but smote upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The old Pharisee, he was over there thanking God he wasn't as bad as the other fellow was. But the other fellow who repented of his sin and trusted Christ as his Savior, Jesus said, that man went down to his house justified, and the Pharisee went away lost. Oh, dear friend, I hope today God spoke to your heart that you have trusted Christ as your Savior, or that you will today. Remember these precious words, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, we're getting kind of a slow start here, but God, we're going to find out that God showed Peter a whole lot of things that you and I and all the rest of this world need to see as well. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the convincing, convicting power of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, burn thy word into our hearts this day. Save and in the loss, as Brother Green said, especially that soul that's nearest hell. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Save any of the lost. Please join us next broadcast if you can.